Now, there was a reduction last month in the combined numbers of people on the live register and receiving the pandemic unemployment payment. To tell us more, our economics correspondent Robert Short is with us. Down by just under 6%, Robert, yes?
That's right, Gavin. So we're quite used to hearing these numbers now every month, but this is the first time that the CSO have been able to give us a year-on-year look at the pandemic unemployment payment and the numbers of people on that. As you mentioned there, combined with the live register, there was a reduction last month of 5.7%. So now it's down to 617,441 people on both the live register and the PUP. The PUP itself, in the last week in March, there were 443,247 people on that. That's a reduction of just over 25,500 compared to February. Now, it's up 49,274 compared to March of last year. But if you can cast our minds back that far, and it feels like a very long time ago,
yes,
that the PUP was just being introduced there. So we probably shouldn't draw too much into that. It has been sort of coming down very gradually over the past several weeks or so. But it's not going to really shift until we see a return to construction and for those other sectors of the economy that have been closed due to pandemic restrictions.
For a broader look, and of course this is all forecast because really we have no idea what's going to happen next, what are the IMF saying about the world's economy?
Yeah, and the IMF, I suppose, would be honest in saying that their forecasts are very unpredictable as well. But what they're saying is it's an optimistic forecast. They have increased their forecast for global economic growth for this year to 6% across the world. So it's obviously a big sort of average figure. Now, I suppose it's interesting. The reason they're doing that is because of what's happening in advanced economies, and in particular the US, where we've heard an awful lot about how much money the government is pumping into the economy, Joe Biden's stimulus plan. And they're actually forecasting that by next year, by 2020, growth in the US economy will see it deliver GDP, which is actually bigger than what was forecast for it to be in 2022 pre-pandemic. So that'll give you an idea of the size of stimulus that's going into the US economy and what economists believe that will generate in terms of wealth.
Are they basing this optimism on anything more than money being pumped in?
No, and they're qualifying their optimism by saying that, look, this is no, by no means an even recovery. They're warning that there needs to be more investment in universal vaccination. And they say that if this doesn't happen, that you're going to see decades-long progress in global poverty reduction reversing.
Robert, thank you for that. That's the latest figures from the IMF and also from the Central Statistics Office here.